Hi everyone, this is Georgia Bryce, host of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. I want to say welcome. Thank you so much for those who have checked in. I noticed that people have been checking my site occasionally. I want to say welcome and thank you for checking in again with me. Tonight, I want to talk to you about something that is really, really dear to my heart. Because I found that I have been impacted in this era of my life, and I want to take this opportunity to share this with you and hope that the impact that it's had on my life, it will have the same effect in yours. My topic for today is, could you be the key? Let's do a little experiment. If you can do this, I want you to go to your refrigerator and I want you to take out an apple or an orange and just take a few minutes, maybe a minute or two, to just look at it, stare at it. What exactly do you see? If you say just an apple or an orange, perfect. You are the right candidate for this message. If you are ready and if you're open for a paradigm shift, that's a shift in your thinking, this shouldn't be that difficult. I want you to take that fruit and I want you to stare at it for just another minute or so. This time, however, I want you to forget about what you see with your naked eye. What can you see from your mind's eye? Do you see an apple tree? Or better yet, do you see an apple orchard or a preserve? If you did, that's great. You have just begun a journey of critical thinking. Now, it's quite interesting that most people believe that to talk about God or to have a relationship with God means checking your brain at the door, that you no longer think. Instead, you should just blindly embrace and parrot what a person stands before you on a special day of the week, say on a Sunday morning, and reels out. This concept, however, could not be further from the truth. Let me sow this one seed in your mind. You were made in the likeness and image of God, to think like Him, to rule like Him. And you have been given His creative energy, you've been given His rational thinking, and the ability to take out of the realm of the spirit of your mind an idea or thought and make it tangible, make it become alive. That is how much of a powerhouse you are. In the book that records where it all started, the book of Genesis, in chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, it gives an introduction to who you were designed to be and what you were designed to do. This is what it says. God spoke. Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature so that they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth. God created human beings. He created them godlike. Can you imagine? That's what Genesis says. He created them, human beings, that's us, godlike, reflecting his nature. He created them male and female, and he blessed them. And this is what he said: prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge. How do you like that? How do you like the idea of taking charge of your life, taking charge of your circumstances? That power has been given to you. And furthermore, he says, be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. You are the top of the chain when it comes to everything in the earth. And you are called to just take control and to rule and to have dominion. So now let's go back to our earlier experiment. And instead of looking at an orange or that apple, I want you to substitute it with something else. I want you to substitute it with you. Now, when you look in the mirror, what exactly do you see? Do you only see just one person, alone, singular, even insignificant? Well, let me tell you exactly what you are supposed to see if you're having some bit of an eye trouble. You are unrestrained, untapped potential. You're filled with gifts, talents, abilities, skills, and a passion that is so unique to you that to fulfill a specific job in the earth, you were marvelously and wonderfully designed and constructed. You were the only one who could fit the bill, so to speak. Of course, They're always substitutes, but ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. There's no other person out here like you, but you. But if you don't believe this, then you will die leaving this earth and never making the impact you were destined to make. The scary thing about this truth is this. What if you are the key that unlocks the door for a multitude of other people? What if your gifts were designed to make room for others as well and would be the catalyst that's needed to launch others into their destinies, into fulfilling their dreams? I will tell you one thing. I think of my own mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, and I consider, what if he had given up? What if he had gotten discouraged? What if he had not decided to pursue a serious relationship with his source, his master designer, the Lord Jesus? What if he had resisted and not allowed God to mold him and shape him into the powerful leader that he is today? What if he had decided to not see himself as he really was meant to be and discover the unique design that God penned when he thought of him? I'll tell you one or two things that would come as a result of that. I would still be stuck in my job miserably, praying every morning about not wanting to go to work, crying when I get there pretty much every day, watching the time for 5 p.m. to arrive for me to go home Mondays through Fridays. And I'm being totally honest with you. I would not have been compelled to join the mentorship program where I began to truly discover what God meant for me to become, my purpose, my vision, my assignments, what I am really passionate about. I would not have gone back to school to pursue a master's degree in marriage and family therapy, which I'm doing right now, even though, as the environmental engineer that I currently am, I'm guaranteed to make more money if I stick to what I currently do. I would not have given birth to this wonderful concept called building according to pattern, with a passionate intent of empowering others to discover their own unique design and helping them build their lives accordingly. And I certainly would not be having this discussion with you right now. When you were designed by the master manufacturer, like that apple, like that orange, you came fully loaded with seeds of greatness, not just to make you great, but to help others get there as well. Could you be the key? Could you be the key to someone else's future? If that's the case, it's time to start thinking differently. And it's time to start becoming the real you. Our Heavenly Father, our Source, thank you for making us and filling us up with a part of you. You require us to be your expression in the earth in our own unique way. Help us to discover who we were really meant to be, and through your help, begin to live out loud. Let us not be afraid of the greatness that you have placed on the inside of us. And let us be the key that opens the door for others as well. We ask this in the name of your Son. Amen. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And my prayer is that whatever I had to say, you might not remember everything. Everything may not have applied to you. But if you find yourself in a zone right now where you are not even seeing who you were really meant to be, where you don't even think that you're worth anything of value, and others around you have probably made you feel that way, I want to say to you, be encouraged, first of all. Go take a look in the mirror one more time and begin to see yourself for who you really are. Begin to think about what God says about you, because your worth and your value is intricately tied to the master plan that he has for you. You don't have to worry about coming up with your own plan, your own vision, your own dreams, your own purpose. You are here because of a plan. You are already here because of a vision and a purpose that already existed before the foundations of the earth was laid, before you were even thought of, before you were even conceived in your mother's womb. That was already in place. So I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I am going to ask you to join me again on Sunday for another segment in the Building According to Pattern podcast. And please, when you come to my website, I'm going to ask you, after you've listened, after you've downloaded to all the pods and all the pads there are to be downloaded to, and you've listened to your heart's content, please do provide some feedback if this has made a difference in your life. Stay tuned. Ciao.